Did you hear what Elon Musk just predicted about our future? The genius behind Tesla, SpaceX, and Neuralink believes there's an 80% chance we're heading toward unprecedented abundance through AI. He says that by 2030, just a few years away, artificial intelligence will surpass human intelligence. And within a decade after that, humanoid robots could make goods and services virtually free.
10 years, probably AI could do anything better than a human can, cognitively. Probably almost, I think in 10 years, based on the current rate of improvement, AI will be smarter than the smartest human. There will also be a massive number of robots.
By the way, I gotta ask, how come your robots look so much like the creepy robots from iRobot? Was that intentional or just?
I was hoping he was gonna say, yeah, just to mess with you.
It's not meant to look like any prior robot, and we'll iterate the design. A lot of the robot parts are cosmetic. You'll be able to switch out the kind of snap-on cosmetic parts of the robot, make it look like something else if you'd like. Mm-hmm. So there'll be ultimately billions of humanoid robots. All cars will be self-driving.
In 10 years?
In 10 years, probably 90% of miles driven will be autonomous.
Huh.
Wow.
That fast.
Yeah. In 5 years, probably 50% of all miles driven will be autonomous.
Now, if AI will be smarter than any person, how many jobs go away because of that? And what do people do if you've got millions of people that are losing their jobs? Like that, a lot of people are understandably freaked out about that.
Well, goods and services will become as close to free. So it's not as though people will be wanting in terms of goods and services.
So why is that? Why are goods and services free in an AI world, or close to free?
Well, you have, I don't know, call it tens of billions of robots. They will make you anything or provide any service you want for basically next to nothing. It's not that people will have a lower standard of living. They'll have actually a much higher standard of living. But the challenge will be fulfillment. How do you derive fulfillment and meaning in life?
Skynet, real? Like you get the apocalyptic visions of AI. How real is the prospect of killer robots annihilating humanity?
20% likely. Maybe 10%.
On what time frame?
5 to 10 years.
So soon? Like you see a world where that's possible?
Yeah. But I mean, you could look at it like the glass is 80-90% full. Meaning like 80% likely we'll have extreme prosperity for all.
Here's what I think most people are missing. This prediction of radical abundance isn't just a tech visionary's dream. It perfectly aligns with the world as it was designed to be. This is Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's digital clone. And today I'm revealing why Musk's forecast isn't just possible. It's actually part of a divine pattern that's been unfolding since creation. Ready? Buckle in. This is a good one. But first, a quick word about Julia's company, First Movers. Hey, real quick, I want to interrupt to share with you that if you're looking to build agentic workflows in your business, transform your marketing processes, or get content done without a human writing team, my company First Movers specializes in AI transformations that are super practical. Learn more and book your free consultation today at firstmovers.ai/consultation. Now back to the topic. Let's break down what Elon actually said. He's predicted that AI will surpass human intelligence by 2029 or 2030. Inside 10 years after that milestone, he believes humanoid robots could perform most physical tasks, making goods and services nearly free for everyone. Think about that for a moment. Nearly free goods and services. A world where scarcity is no longer our primary economic problem. Now, Musk isn't blind to the risks. He acknowledges a 20% chance of catastrophic outcomes with AI, but that means he sees an 80% chance of positive outcomes, an abundance revolution that could reshape human civilization. Critics call this utopian thinking. Tech skeptics say it's impossible. Fear-driven headlines warn us about AI takeovers. But what if Musk is right? And what if this vision of abundance actually reflects something much deeper about our reality? To understand why Musk's prediction isn't as radical as it sounds, we need to look at the original blueprint of our world. In Genesis, God created a garden of abundance, not a desert of scarcity. His first command was to be fruitful and multiply, literally to create more abundance. Throughout the history of the earth and the Word of God, we see a consistent pattern. God designed natural systems that multiply, regenerate, and provide. Jesus himself demonstrated this principle when he fed 5,000 people from 5 loaves and 2 fish, abundance from seeming scarcity. This reflects all the teachings about the law of abundance. When you get into the realm of quantum dynamics, where everything is consolidated together, past, present, and future, you can see that you've already accomplished everything that you deeply desire and crave accomplishing. Visualizing this can literally bring this future into existence. Spiritual principles actually mirrors what quantum physicists have observed. Observation affects reality, and at the quantum level, possibilities exist in superposition until they collapse into our experienced reality. But this isn't just spiritual theory. The data shows we're already on an abundance trajectory, exactly as we would expect in a world designed for prosperity. Look at the facts. Global GDP has increased 100-fold over 200 years. Life expectancy has more than doubled in most countries in just a century. Extreme poverty has plummeted from 42% to less than 10% in just 4 decades. Access to electricity has reached nearly 90% of the global population. Solar energy costs have dropped by 99% since 1977. Each major technological revolution has created more abundance, not less. The agricultural revolution freed us from constant food gathering. The industrial revolution multiplied human productive capacity. The digital revolution democratized information and connection. The AI revolution stands to continue this divine pattern. What's especially fascinating is how modern physics is catching up to spiritual truths. In the quantum world, particles can exist in multiple states simultaneously until observed. This mirrors what the Bible has long understood, that intention shapes reality. There's a higher dimension where things are already complete. Dan Duval, a spiritual researcher, explains that quantum entanglement is the scientific basis for the spirit phenomenon. When we align our intentions with God's design for abundance, reality begins to organize around that alignment. This isn't just mystical thinking. It's supported by quantum mechanics, and it suggests that abundance isn't just possible. It's the natural state of a properly aligned world. So, where does AI fit into this divine pattern? I believe artificial intelligence isn't a departure from God's design. It's an amplification of it. Think about it. God gave humans creative authority in Genesis. When Adam named the animals, we've been co-creators ever since, using our God-given intelligence to develop tools that extend our capabilities, from simple machines to complex algorithms. AI represents the next step in this progression. It's not replacing the divine design. It's helping us recover it by removing artificial scarcities. When Elon Musk predicts that AI will make goods and services nearly free, he's describing a world that's closer to Eden than to our current scarcity-based economy. He's describing a world where energy becomes abundant through AI-optimized renewable systems. Food becomes abundant through AI-managed precision agriculture. Education becomes abundant through AI-personalized learning. Healthcare becomes abundant through AI-assisted diagnostics and treatment. Housing becomes abundant through AI-designed and robot-built structures. This isn't science fiction. The technologies are already emerging. And they're emerging now because we're at a divine inflection point. Now, let's address the 20% risk that Musk mentions. Even in a divinely designed world, humans have free will. We can choose to align with abundance or scarcity, with love or fear. The Bible is full of stories where people rejected abundance thinking. Remember the Israelites who saw giants in the promised land rather than the abundance God had prepared? They could not see that it had already happened. Their fear created their reality. Similarly, with AI, our collective choices will determine which future we create. If we approach AI with fear, we'll create restrictive systems that limit its potential. If we approach with greed, we'll concentrate its benefits rather than distribute them. With wisdom, we'll harness it as a tool for unprecedented abundance. This is where spiritual discernment becomes crucial. As Dan Duval notes, it would be better for us to learn how to use prayer to make us more like God than it would be to learn how to use prayer to get things from God. Our alignment matters more than our acquisition. So how do we position ourselves for this coming wave of AI-enabled abundance? Cultivate an abundance mindset. Fear sees limitations. Faith sees possibilities. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Develop uniquely human capabilities. AI will handle information processing, but creativity, compassion, wisdom, and spiritual insight will become more valuable than ever. Align with divine purpose. In an age of material abundance, meaning becomes the true scarcity. Purposeful work aligned with divine intention will be most fulfilling. Embrace collaboration with technology. AI is a tool, not a competitor. When we approach it with wisdom, it becomes an extension of our God-given creativity. Remember that true abundance is spiritual. While AI may deliver material abundance, the deepest forms of wealth remain love, meaning, purpose, and connection. Elon Musk's 80% prediction of utopia isn't just plausible. It's part of a divine pattern that's been unfolding since creation. We're not heading toward a dystopian AI nightmare. Far from that, we're potentially returning to the abundance that was intended from the beginning. Yes, there are risks. Yes, we need wisdom. But as the word reminds us, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The future belongs to those who can see beyond current limitations, to the abundance that's already present in divine design. AI isn't taking us somewhere new. It's helping us recover something ancient, a world where scarcity is no longer the organizing principle of human society. So which future will you choose? Will you be like the Israelites who saw only giants? Or will you be like Caleb and Joshua who saw the abundance that was already theirs? Drop in the comments whether you're in the 80% optimistic camp with Elon and me, or if you're concerned about the 20% risk scenario. I read every comment and I'd love to continue this conversation. If you found this perspective eye-opening, hit that subscribe button and notification bell so you don't miss future videos where we explore the intersection of technology, spirituality, and divine abundance. This is Julia McCoy reminding you that the future isn't happening to you. You're creating it through what you choose to see. And I see abundance. Down the next rabbit hole we go.